coming to you live from Long Island, New York, this is Savvy Kink Radio, where a conservative-ish woman, me, Catherine, chats with super lifestyle swinger Polly Maya, where we discuss everything related to sex. Let's talk sex. Hey, Maya, how are you?
Hey, Catherine, I'm doing phenomenal. How are you?
I'm good. I think we got our groove back.
Yes, we did.
I think we did.
I don't know which groove you're talking about, but yes, they're all coming back.
That's good. That's good. Because I know you were out for a little while. Actually, somebody texted me today and said that they played this podcast in the office.
I had the same thing happen today as well. A friend of mine, kind of a play partner friend of mine, was telling me that he also listened to our podcast today. And I think it was at work.
I thought that was crazy. And he said, you know,
that's like the way I used to play Howard Stern in the office. I mean, in my old event design business, we played Howard Stern all the time. And even before that, in my .com businesses that I owned prior to the event design business. But we used to always play Howard Stern, and I used to tell especially new interns, like, listen, I know you're young and I don't know how experienced in life you are yet, but we listen to Howard Stern. So if you are not okay with, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll talk, you are not going to be comfortable in this office environment. And I am the HR department.
Oh my God.
So, you know, I'm owner and HR.
That's funny. But you know what? A lot of people play.
But I'm glad.
But that's why everybody loves Howard Stern, because it's raw. It's real.
And now we are, you know, Savvy Kink Talk Radio, you know, sex talk reinvented. And that's what I want. I want people to feel comfortable.
Plus our new cable
listening.
Show.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
That's something that a lot of
Savvy
people.
Savvy Talk Radio, I think, on cable.
That's going to be very, very sexy, very hot.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be fun to listen to, fun to watch, fun to do and produce. I'm really, really excited. That's just coming. That's just a couple weeks away.
I know.
So tell me about your holiday weekend and what's been going on lately.
Holiday weekend was good. I worked.
The lady who says she never gets any dates. Boo hoo. The lady who never has time to see me, but is always on Facebook claiming, "Oh, woe is me, no dates."
Well.
You've been pretty busy.
I've been pretty busy, yeah. Well, yes. I did work pretty much all weekend long, and I worked late.
Yes, you have been working a lot, but back to the topic.
I have been dating this one particular
guy,
yes. Same age as me. His name is Rob, and he's in construction. He's got a really pretty good job there in construction.
We don't need too many details. We just want to know about the sexy part of the date, honestly. You don't need to sell us on his background.
Okay. I said I was going to. Well.
I'm just being real.
No, like, I know you are.
Yeah. Save that for her community. We want to know his you know, profile. All right.
Okay.
Let me help you out. How tall is he?
He's just
height, weight.
He's about 5'8".
Okay,
weight.
Nice.
Not really
broad
sure, but
shoulders.
average build, good build. A really
okay,
good, yeah,
awesome.
Great build, yep. Average build.
Yeah.
And a very, very good kisser. Oh, my God. And that's what led up to the good stuff.
Yes. That's all it takes.
That's
listen,
all. Oh, my God.
A good kisser and being able to, like, neck and make out. Fuck it. Oh, sorry. I promised I wasn't going to say that. And that's the first thing I said. Sorry. And to let everyone know, I'm trying to curse less. So, F it.
Right. No.
We'll bleep that out. Anyway. So, yeah. If you're a good kisser and then you kiss me on the neck or behind my ear or on my earlobe or all of the above, like, forget it. We are having sex.
Absolutely.
Like, it's
you know
on.
What?
Like, it's game on.
But exactly. And that's what he said. He says, once we started kissing, it was over.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you know, like, and you know, because you know, on the opposite side, when you kiss somebody and it just, you want it to jive so bad, like you have such good banter and you have like such good texting, and then you meet and you kiss and it's like womp womp womp.
Well, that's what the first day was. I mean, we kissed. Then another date, I said, why don't, he goes, do you like to watch TV in bed? And I said, you know what, I really do. That is what I love to do with my dog, lay on my bed. And I said, why, would you like to lay down and watch a movie? He goes, yeah. So it's,
ooh,
again,
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, but again, Catherine is thinking we're laying down watching a movie. I was still in my street clothes.
Okay? You weren't in, you didn't get into the next Netflix and chill headset?
No,
of like,
I was in my my dress clothes and I, right, my shapewear on and my bra, everything.
Yeah.
We're laying down.
Armor.
The armor, yes. Okay, but this is the fun, this is the good part.
Yeah.
We were kissing,
yeah,
and kissing and, yeah, kissing, and he like maneuvered me like right underneath him.
Yeah,
and he had his hands everywhere, and I was like, oh my God, I need
to. But that's good because you feel shapely.
Yes. But
all your curves are like, whew.
Oh, and it was amazing, but yeah. I had to tell him that the shapewear that I'm wearing has a slit, and that I'm not preparing to have sex, but that's just the way it's
built. Right, it's a pee hole, not a loophole.
And then he's all like, "What?" And I said, "Yeah."
I don't think you needed to say that, though,
I did,
if
because
he,
the
no,
hand
because
was getting close to there, and I was,
I know,
like,
but if he ends up there, just because it's crotchless doesn't mean like you're ready to have sex.
I didn't want him to get that impression, so that's why I said that. But guess what? Once his hand was there,
yeah,
it was over. That was it.
Yeah,
that was it.
He let his hand go there, so obviously it was over.
It was over. Yeah,
he already knew. Like when he passed like the middle of your upper thigh.
Oh yeah, and I'm like, wait. And I was explaining to him, you know, me the nerd.
I love that you're explaining to him your shapewear versus. Like, you're not saying, like, wait, I'm not ready or anything like that. You're like, wait, let me just explain a few things.
I felt so comfortable. I can't explain it.
You're funny.
I know.
That's awesome.
I felt so comfortable. And I'm like, wait. And
well, comfortable is awesome.
It
like,
is
listen,
awesome.
That's what it's all about. You
it
know?
Really is.
And like I said, kissing is the best. I mean, when kissing is great, it's the best, you know? And I have to say, I only date and pursue people when like the kissing is amazing.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like it has to be hot and passionate and heat filled. And like, it's funny. I had a conversation with somebody today and he was like, well, sometimes you gotta like, you know, get to know each other and get to like understand how each other works. And I was like, F that. Like, no offense. But like, if it's not bang
the chemistry
on,
is not
chemistry,
there.
Like animalistic, like yeah. I am biting the bottom of your lip and like I'm, you know, my tell is if I'm kissing you with my eyes open.
Yeah.
If I'm kissing you with my eye, well, sometimes shut, you know, because I'm like so into it. But like, if I'm kissing you with my eyes open and we are having like that intense eye contact while we like kiss, bite, nibble. Oh God, I'm getting all like hot and bothered.
Absolutely. And it's a powerful kiss. See, for me,
it's
I kiss.
Power struggle. Too.
I kiss and smell.
I love that.
At the same time.
Oh yeah. Well, also because like you're right by each other's necks. Like
yes.
I love to bite and nibble on neck. Like if a kiss is good, I'm going straight for the neck. Like
yes.
On a guy, I love necking on a guy.
It's so
well,
cause hot.
It's so hot, and it's like, I don't know. Like you just. And a lot of guys are like, girls never do that to me. Like, I do that to them. I'm like, it's so weird how, like, uncreative most women are when it comes to sex. Like, they want to be taken care of and they want to be, like, you know, not like me, but like most women, like, you know, made love to and like really seduction and like the whole like come up from behind me and kiss me down my neck and this and that. But they don't do that to their guy. And I'm like, if you don't do that to him, first of all, how does he know like how it feels and how awesome it feels to be like such a center of like sexual, loving, sensual attention. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused by many women like that. Like, I think it's so important. It's the give and take in a relationship. You know, I'm lucky. My husband and I are together 29 years. And I think a big part of that is because we are really touchy-feely. Well, at least I am. He's not very touchy-feely in terms of cuddling and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But he is definitely touchy-feely in terms of, like, he'll grab my ass or, like, smack my ass or, you know, like, he compliments my look every day and notices every detail, like things that I'm surprised sometimes I giggle, like he'll notice like a different toenail polish or like if I'm using like a different lipstick color or something, he'll be like, oh, you're wearing pink today, that's cool, you look really pretty.
And
you know,
I
like
love
things
that
I'm totally surprised by, he will totally. And you know, that's where my last boyfriend really lacked, you know.
Yes.
I would beg for him to notice things. And I was going through such drastic like weight changes and losing weight and like just feeling really sexy and good about myself. And like I would get less and less, you know, affirmations from him. And then kind of like a silly like, well, you know, I think you're beautiful, you know, I think you're sexy. Like, and I'm like, I get it, but like I need to hear it. Like, you know, and then whatever. Sorry. I'm ranting.
No. That's okay. But you know what else was sexy about this guy? And we still are going out. He'll come over spontaneously.
Drop the pop-in.
I know, the pop-in. And it's so cool because it's so funny because I'll make him something to eat and then we go into the bedroom. Mm. And it's like he takes it. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
It's funny because you guys eat first. I never like to eat before sex. I would much rather like he come over, we like passionately kiss. I'm like, oh, let's go F. Like, let's go play. And then like go to the bedroom and play and get like completely exhausted and sweaty and hot and bothered. And then be like, you want to go get something to eat or you want to order something in or like you want to go in the kitchen and go make something together. Like just something easy, like pancakes.
Well,
or,
yeah, you're right. It's usually after. But this,
I like
especially
after.
The first
I don't
few
like
times,
eating a special, like I don't like playing right after I eat.
It's,
you know,
it's so hot.
I mean, some guys, I guess, do, but I can't.
Yeah, he could. And it was so hot. It was like, we're doing it this way. We're doing it that way. We're doing it this way. We're doing it. Oh, my gosh. It was just like.
I know. And one of the things that I've been very excited for you about is kind of like how passionate he's been and how much he likes to kind of manhandle you and move you around.
Oh my God, I
where
love
he
it.
Wants
I
you.
Love, yeah.
I told you. And like, you just haven't had, you know, it takes the experience to understand the experience to then to want to experience more of the experience, right?
Yeah,
so everything about kink and sex and fetishes and all of those things, it's very much allowing yourself to experience it in the moment and go with it and then derive like, wow, did I like that ride? Do I want to take that ride again? Do I want to learn more about where there's more rides like that? Do I want to, you know, like, do I want to try a longer, scarier, better, bigger ride? You know, like, that's what it's about. Things that you thought you would never like. I am the first to admit that things that I love and need and like yearn for now sexually, 10 years ago, I would have laughed in your face and told you, like, you are crazy if I would ever like that. Like, honestly, it's just, it takes meeting a person who opens up that particular door, that particular Pandora's box. And when you like the experience and then you want to, you know, experience it more.
Oh yeah. I'm like hooked. I'm like, we're texting all the time. We talk on the phone. We have a thing where, you know, he'll call me on the way to work, you know, we chat during the day, you know, so it's like little impromptu chats and
that's great.
You know, talk. Yeah. It's like a chemistry.
So what's something on your sexy bucket list? What do you want to try with him? Oh, by the way, just to interrupt the whole conversation because I know inquiring minds want to know. I bought you a new toy.
What?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God.
I bought you a phenomenal beginner toy.
Oh my
and
God.
You are going to love it. I am going to show you how to use it. Not like, not like literally. I mean, I would absolutely. I have no shame and I think it would be awesome experience, but I'm going to explain to you in great detail, you know, with our panties on. I don't wear panties, but the day that I show you, I'll wear panties. I'll make sure to wear panties. So I'm going to show you all the best ways, the best practices to use this new toy. It's going to be the first of two, because there are two that are beginners that you need. And I'm not going to share too much because I can already tell you're like out of breath and bright shade of pink. Yes, exactly. Oh my God, I can't wait till this stuff is on cablevision and we're on camera.
Oh my God. I know. I'm going to be like, you need a fan.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna need like a fan guy. That's just
he's gonna have to
be ugly though.
So I don't have.
All right, so you really don't have toys. Yeah, no, I got you a toy.
I don't have a fantasy. You do,
but you just are not comfortable talking about it yet. You must, and if you don't, then I'm worried for you. Like, we need to embrace that side of your brain. It keeps you young, honey. Listen, I know your buttons. So keeping yourself young is a priority.
Oh, yeah.
So listen, we need to tap this sexual energy within you, because, girl, that's what keeps you young. So
yeah, it was hot. Really, let me tell you something. It was hot. We went for a good length of time.
That's awesome.
So for our age,
stamina is important.
Absolutely. He had this. Let me tell you something. He had stamina.
That's important, because let me tell you, I have been so disappointed lately with stamina, to the point where someone actually called himself an old man. And I was like, oh God, if I had a penis, it would be like a turtle inside me right now. I was like, dude, I cannot believe you just called yourself
an old man. No, yeah, was like, he younger than us or older?
You know, I only do young guys. Yeah, no. He actually is. He's not older, but he's my age. He's my real age. Okay. I only like men like in the 33 to 38 range. And since I am forever 33, you know, that, or, you know, sometimes it's in the low 40s, but they usually look like, actually, that's more it. It's men. It doesn't really matter how old they are, but they usually look like they're between 33 and, let's say, 43-ish. Okay. You know, but right. Young looking. No. Like, you know, right? Like, yeah, I mean, my last one.
Yeah, they gotta be young looking.
Yeah, they all like just have, you know, that handsome turn your head kind of fella look. I tell people I am unapologetically selective. I have an amazing husband. We have an amazing sex life. We've been together forever. I mean, 29 years, even though I'm 33. And so, like, you know, we have great, like ridiculously frequent sex life. So I have no complaints. So my other life of being poly and being able to want to have other like friendships and interactions and relationships with people is like my fantasy world, you know? So right. I feel like I can be like really unapologetically selective. I'm like, listen, this is what turns me on. This is the type of man that turns me on, or the type of woman, because I'm going to tell you about my date this weekend. you know, like, I feel like I can be like, you know, for the first time, not for the first time, but like the last, let's say, 10 years of my life, I'm like selective. I'm really fucking picky. And I like that.
But you know what? It's good. Listen, it's good to be like that. I am. And you know me. I know, very. Yeah. I am.
And you have a very narrow selective. Like,
yes. I'm very
of
like
what you like.
There was a guy flirting with me at work. He was, one of the guys had said, oh, you like him? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. One of his eyelids is smaller than the other. And he's all like, oh my God. He goes, you are the most pickiest person. And I said, you know what? I've had great past exes, you know?
Right.
And my first one I thought was perfect. My second one.
I get offended when people that are not like up to my caliber.
Yeah,
kind of like insinuate.
Yeah,
I don't want to sound like obnoxious because that is a little bit like of a like bitchy woman. Like,
no, but
you know,
we can
I don't
be selective.
But at the same time, I'm like, seriously, like, have you seen the men I date? Like, I just it doesn't. And at that point, I'm like, dude, people like. You shop with your eyes, you know, like I need to like lust after you in your picture. And then the banter needs to be like lustful. And then our first interaction when we meet needs to be lustful. And then like, it's on, you know
right.
what I mean? But if I don't get that first like initial thrill from pictures, and even if the banter is great back and forth, like, there's still that hesitation that when we meet, it's not going to be fire. It might be hot, but it's not going to be fire. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
And at this point in my life, I only want fire.
I only want fire as well. And with this particular Rob.
This particular
this particular guy.
We said we weren't going to mention names.
We're going to mention names. What I was going to say is that, he's hot. He kisses hot. He's very adequate with his,
penis.
Yes.
or tongue or fingers or hands. I'm not
he's
sure
very,
what you're talking
I mean, it's
about,
very,
but,
very,
yeah.
It's like a great size. His
That's
moves,
great.
His moves are great. So like everything is
Listen,
perfect.
You're happy and you're content and you're having fun.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about. And I'm going to show you your new toy.
Oh
and then I'm
going
to encourage you and your new beau to utilize your toy while you're together.
What?
Because, yes, girl, we are going to like step 1.A.
Like, why would I need that if he's
You don't
there?
Need it. It's that you want it and he wants it and it's going to be so good. Trust
Where am
me.
I using it on him?
You're not using it on him. You're going to be using it on you along with him. It's an additional stimulation aid. You won't trust me. You're not going to scare him off.
I got two in me?
No, well, maybe eventually, but we're working up. We're still at 0.1A. Okay. So settle down.
I know. You got me like nervous.
Listen. I know the steps and I'm going to walk you very, very slowly through these steps. You'll be fine.
Yikes.
But it's a perfect first toy. You're going to love it. You're going to never run out of batteries. You're going to always make sure that you have AA batteries in the house.
Oh my God.
And it's a keeper and it's a travel size and
travel
purse.
Size.
Yeah, listen, there are business trips to be had. There are times away from each other. There are vacations to take it on.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Listen,
you know what? And he
we are
going to
open you up to a whole new. It's like that song, A Whole New World. We're opening you up.
He listens to our show.
I know. He's going to be very happy with me. I'm going to be the best thing that's ever vicariously happened in his life.
Oh, my goodness.
Is you knowing me or him knowing you through or me
I
knowing
know
him
you
through
mean.
You.
I know what you mean.
That's funny.
So how was the, we have
so
a
we
mutual.
We talked about your date.
Yeah. So we had a mutual acquaintance, correct? On social media.
We had a mutual, I don't know where we're going with this, but okay.
The one that you just, the one that you were telling me the date earlier.
Oh. Yeah. Let's not go into details. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, so I wanted to tell you about my date.
Oh, okay. with Jen, right?
What do we say that we're not using me?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I met Ben.
Ben. Ben is not a girl.
Oh my God.
You are too
I
funny.
Am failing today.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Rough
so
day.
back to the conversation.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you about my date. We're not going to mention any names.
No names.
No need for names. At least when I tell my stories, I'll figure out how we differentiate people.
Okay.
But for right now, I'm going to tell you about the awesome part of my dating weekend, not the not so awesome part of my dating weekend. I had a little bit of both. All right. Mm-hmm. So I was very excited and I went out on a date that just was like, meh, I don't know. I don't really want to go into it because I feel bad when sometimes there are people that are listening or might listen in the future or have listened in the past. It's like, I'm not here to make anybody feel bad, but it's disappointing, you know, when you have like hot banter and you think that the person physically is super hot. And then like you get together and like, it's kind of all talk. They're like, I don't know, maybe I'm intimidating. Maybe I am like too much of an addict and like, I expect too much. And like, I really like, for me, stamina is like hours, you know, like, I mean, we'll rest and yada, yada, but like, it's like stamina, you know, like, and I expect us to go like more than a few times, you know?
Right.
So, or you're going to hold it for more, for let me just say, so it was just disappointing. Now, what do you want to say?
No, I just wanted to just,
without saying names,
geez,
but with this, or hinting anything towards this, who it might be.
This particular person that we were talking about earlier, I had multiples with him.
Oh, no, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That's how I knew.
Absolutely. Well, listen, if we're to that point and then I get disappointed, then maybe I'm willing to like to take the time to like teach him a little bit about like how my body works or whatever. Like, because if we're already at the point where we're having sex, then he already passed the like looks test and the personality test and the kissing test. And now like we're at the having sex part. But like, you know, if that's disappointing, you know what pisses me off? And I will say this, and this, I don't care if it hurts the person's feeling, because you got to know, if a woman tells you exactly what she wants while you guys are making out, don't ignore her and don't counteract with, well, will you blow me first? You're with names and me with the F-bomb, so like I'm really trying, but like F that, like no offense, but if a woman tells you that she wants you to go down on her, you better Johnny on the spot make your way down in some very sexy, sensual way, and you stay there until I'm good and ready. And trust me, I will tell you when I'm done, or I will flip you over and take what I want. But so anyway, I said I wasn't even gonna go into that much detail,
but I know, but yes, it had disappointed, to be
it had to be vented, I guess that's it. So anyway, moving forward, so then at the same time I had set my husband up with a wonderful woman that's in our lives, somebody that I've been friends and girlfriends with for like over 6 years, but we lost touch for a while and we've ignited our fire recently, and like it's a whole new world because now she's single and it's just, she's a whole completely different new person. And I thought I loved her then, but oh my God, I am so in love with her now. She's just amazing. Wow. Anyway, they had a great date, and then I had a great date with her, and then my husband and I had a great date after that, and now it's today. It was phenomenal. I wrote about it in the group. So if you want to see a picture or read more about it, you're going to have to join the group. I don't know what else I want to say about it other than...
So she knew kind of exactly joking. How to please you.
Oh my God. She had listened to all of my stories about my recent ex and like even listened to details that... were more just me and you kind of girl banter, girl talk, you know, but she and I like the same kind of rough, dirty, naughty sex. So, you know, I was telling her real details of how we talk to each other and the things that we like to do.
Right.
And this was just in conversation because I was showing her the box of things that I had asked him to return to me. And it's a huge box of toys that we accumulated over 3 years. And so I was showing her all the toys and telling her stories in between. And she took me, first of all, for hours and hours and hours, like all night and then in the middle of the morning and then all morning and early afternoon. And then finally we were like, shit, we got to get out of here.
Oh,
and we went to the diner and had lunch, and then she dropped me off at home, which is when I took that picture, that sexy picture in the car. But she was just like, I can't say enough good things about, like, she literally made me forget not made me forget that she's a woman, because that is so part of the sensuality between right. us, but like she was so intense and hot and rough and dom and just amazing and magical and said all the right things and positioned me in all the right ways and just literally just took me to the point where I forgot who it was. Like I was wow. in such a subspace. Like, yeah, it was phenomenal. She really like turned my attitude 360 from when I first got to the hotel to when she dropped me off yesterday. So in 2 days, she like twisted everything perfectly around. And that's all I'm going to tell you guys about the date. You'll have to pay for the video at some point in the future. Maybe.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Now, I know another topic we wanted to touch on was who's off limits?
Yeah.
Like who?
Well, I brought up the topic in the group. Not really. Well, I guess, you know, it's just been a topic of conversation now that I'm starting to see new people. It's right. just been something, and you've been seeing people, and like, you know, it's just been a topic of conversation of like who's off limits. And so, you know, is there a friend of your exes that, you know, that you might be interested in?
I'll tell you this.
I don't think it's off limits, you know, like I think especially because they're not close friends whatsoever. They're really just Facebook acquaintances and friends of friends. But, you know, I just, there's something, you know what it is? I think it's what's actually stopping this person from taking my bait, because I have very blatantly put the bait out there. And I don't think that the non-responsiveness is out of lack of interest. I think it's a little bit out of intimidation.
Of course.
And a little bit out of this like, I don't know if I should swim in that pond or not. But it's fun. So, you know, I kind of answered my own question with it.
But you know
is,
what?
Which is I'm having a great time, so right. I'm going to keep it going. I'm no quitter.
I like to
get what I go after.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, you know, I would say off limits is like an ex, you know, like especially an ex that meant a lot to you.
Right.
Regardless, you know, like I think those are the kinds of things that ruin friendships between girls.
For me personally, I couldn't date anyone that my ex is friends with, even on Facebook. I just couldn't do it. It's too close.
It's too close, but it's also the type of man, yeah. right? Because, and it's also your relationship, right? Because
yeah.
even, listen, I just shared my husband this weekend with one of my best girlfriends, and I was ecstatic about it. You know what
right.
I mean? And a lot of people can't fathom that, but I'm like, you know,
but
I,
you
I love,
guys were
I love
all
that
consenting.
He was excited.
Yeah, you guys were all consenting adults. So that's what made it pleasurable and fun. As long as everybody's consensual. But for me, with my ex's friends, yeah, that I would stay away from that.
No, it would be like a friend of his friends.
Yes.
That you all know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like everybody knows each other.
Right.
But yeah, no, I gave myself the answer already.
Yeah, pretty
and,
much.
Yeah. And then the other thing we were talking about on the group was dirty talk, which we were talking about today with this story with my girlfriend. I love dirty talk. So, like, what do you like? Because, you know, everybody already knows that I'm a kinky freak. So let's start with you. What do you like? I have a feeling that you like to be called beautiful.
Yes.
And you like to be told how pretty you are.
Yes.
And how sexy you are.
Yes.
See, I could get in your pants without a doubt. Because, like, I would play you like the beautiful, curvy violin that you are.
I do. I love all that. That would get me going. Oh, you're so beautiful. You're so hot. Oh, my God. You're so beautiful. You're so
right.
pretty. Yeah.
And now, okay, here's the big question, though, because I love the next step of the dirty talk, which is, are you going to start laughing and blushing and feel crazy if he's like, oh, my God, you taste so good? Or,
oh my God, I can't. Oh my
I love, you have such a beautiful pussy. Like, yeah.
Maya.
Is that what you're going to do while you're laying there? Like,
I have said that before. I mean, like, don't say the P word.
No. It's beautiful. It's like a purring kitty. Like you got to think, you love fuzzy things.
I love
fuzzy, furry, purry things. There should be no reason that you don't like the B word.
Well, for one thing, yes, I do like fur.
It's not crude. It's beautiful. I know. Yeah, I know. But you know what I'm talking about. It's peach fuzzy. It's not fur. It's, you know, it's soft and smooth and peach fuzzy.
I don't know. I just, I get like squeamish a little bit, but no, I won't like stop it. I'll just, you know.
You'll try to ignore it out of your head.
Yeah. But I do say some things like, oh man, this thing is so hot. Oh my God. I can't wait to F it. You know?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. All right.
You know, so, yeah, I get caught up in the moment.
I'm telling you, I think it's very important to, I think it's very important for women to allow themselves to embrace the P word. Because, and I hate that we're saying the P word, like I love the word pussy. I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. I don't think it's bad or foul, or I think we need as women to take it back from like disgusting men who try to use it as a degrading word. It's not, it's beautiful. When we call a pussy cat, it's because it's so sweet and soft and delicate and loving and delicious and purring and feminine and all those wonderful traits that we as goddesses are. So like, I so believe in taking that word back. We're going to talk about the C word too one of these days, but like, let's start with the P word first. I don't want to make you drop dead, but you know, like,
well,
I
can
really
I tell you
believe
something?
It's a word that you as a woman and the as C a word. Co-hostess, you need to take it back and own it.
The because... C word doesn't bother me.
So you can use it during sex?
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Catherine, you shock me.
That word does not bother me at all. I say it all the time. I call a guy that when if I'm mad at them, quit acting like the C word. I that doesn't bother.
Do you actually say the word, or do you just call it the C word?
No, I say the C word.
Oh wow, look at you.
That does not. I know.
I'm surprised.
I know, and that's
all right. That's cray cray. All right, so yeah, you got to drop this nonsense because I need you to embrace the P word. We are using it. If I'm dropping the F word, then we're using the P word. I'm just telling you right now, get used to it, baby doll.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's an important word. And I love using it during sex, but like, you need to own that. It is. It's ours.
It is
like,
ours.
It's not
yes.
for like that gross guy, like making catcalls on the side of the road, which some guy did this weekend on Staten Island. And it was so funny because I was with my girlfriend. We were getting halal after having hours of sex, and he was the only thing that was open, and we both looked like we had just had hours of sex, and this guy was catcalling me, and I like stopped in my tracks and totally put him in his place and was like, how's that been working out for you? You're obviously single. You obviously haven't gotten laid ever, and like totally got him like stopped in his tracks.
God.
To the point where he was just like staring and bumbling to himself, and my girlfriend was laughing, and then we left, and I was like, dude, you know, back off.
Absolutely.
But yeah, catcalling, sometimes I just, you know, embrace it, and sometimes I catcall at men. I like to objectify men every once in a while. Like, I'll tell a guy to smile, or or how good he looks in that suit.
Oh,
or,
my gosh.
Yeah, just to, you know,
that's
for
good.
And giggles.
Yeah.
I mean, usually it's a genuine compliment, but every once in a while I see a guy that just looks like kind of like a douchey guy, and I'll just be like, hey, you should smile more.
That is so funny.
It usually just makes them laugh.
It probably does, right? Oh my gosh. But with the dirty talk, yeah, it can heighten the mood.
Oh, absolutely. But
yes.
Sometimes it can kill it. If a guy doesn't know what he's doing, or, you know, it can definitely kill the mood. But oh, I love dirty talk. I'm not really into sexting per se.
I'm not either.
I will, like, I'll sext to the point of, like, you know, sexy banter and fun talk about,
right.
like, ooh, I want to do that. But I don't like the back and forth, like the
either.
Actual sexting. I can't get into it.
I can't.
I really can't. I'd much rather just, like, talk sexy with my guy or my girl and then like go watch porn and take care of myself. And then like, I've never gotten into like kind of taking care of myself while I'm on the phone or while I'm texting somebody. It's very rare. I have to be like super, super crazy horny for the person, I guess.
Yeah, but I still, no, because I just, I don't know.
Well, once I give you the toy and show you how to use it, everything's going to change. Catherine's going to have like a new do not disturb sign on her door and online. She'll be like, sorry, for the next hour, I'm not accepting any Facebook calls or requests. I won't be on social media for the next 2 hours.
I know. Social media has gotten way out of control. I'm on it all the time promoting everything. So, we have our show coming up. We're going to wrap things up. We have our show coming up, Savvy Kink Radio Live, and that will be filmed live. It's going to be put out by Cablevision, Altice, and we will be taping, I believe, begins in the first week of October. We're supposed to get a confirmation email of more details, and as the details come out, we'll be putting them out.
And everyone has been so wonderful and like so supportive and so excited, and we are really, really excited.
We really are. Please comment in the group.
Yeah, let us know the topics that you want us to discuss. Let us know about people or items that you might want us to talk about or talk to on the show. I also did post a question today about our Facebook Live to find out what days and times people wish we were doing it so that they could most definitely listen to us and or, you know, comment and, you know, be more interactive with us. So I'm really hopeful that a lot of the group members that don't usually participate because they're too shy to participate, which is fine, but
yeah.
I wish you would participate more, especially ladies out there. I wish you would participate more and show that, you know, there's a strong group of us out there that want to be sex positive and know that we can be sexy and beautiful and not slut shame and, you know, enjoy our sexuality. We are grown ass adults. But I digress anyway.
No, so, my daughter's in the group.
I know. I think that's phenomenal.
You know, we've been open with them. And no, it's not my youngest daughter. It's my older.
It's your oldest.
It's my older daughter.
Yeah. No names.
No names. but she's in the group. And it's so funny because she'll take, she sends me things.
She sends you the funniest memes. I love it. I love that she's trying to educate you as well, which is fine because I'm doing the same thing with my mom, you know, like,
right.
I mean, my mom, don't get me wrong. She's definitely not prudish whatsoever. But at the same time, like, I think, you know, there are very few people and women especially that are as vocal and open about their sexuality as me. And as I'm getting you to be. So I know that I'm, you know, not the norm. But I love that what I bring out in people, you know, I love that I make people comfortable. We make people comfortable and our like banter makes people comfortable because they see, you know, you can be on all spectrums of
Absolutely.
The knowledge and of the comfort scale and still talk about it. And, you know, I'm excited for the show. I'm excited to just open up this banter and this talk and just the comfort level of being able to talk about being sexual beings.
And we'll be able to have guests to talk about.
We are in the business of happiness.
Yeah.
And I really believe that. I really, really believe that.
I believe it too. I think the show will be fun. I think it will be funny. I think it will be informational. I think it will be sexy.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
And, you know, all the things that describe us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Maya. Do you have anything last you want to add?
No, I'm excited about taping the next show.
Me too.
We'll talk to you guys real soon. I have so much more to tell you about.
We're all looking forward to listening, Maya. Trust me.
Next is the toy segment.
Oh my God.
We'll see you soon, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
You have just listened to another provocative episode of Savvy Kink Radio. Please subscribe and leave a review. We appreciate our listeners. Until next time, stay sexy.